Yeah, I find even in racing, you know, you mentioned talking simplex. You would think a track like a famous track like the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, 2.5 miles around one lap, but the straightaways are only, you know, 3/4 of a mile, so you can get away with simple simplex communications. But every race team and every system at the track at the Indy 500 Memorial Weekend, I don't know really any true. I mean, I don't have, you know, certain security frequencies to the facility, but the operational frequencies that we use, everybody's running repeaters, and it's like, gee whiz, you know, it's just crazy the amount of frequencies that are used, and sometimes I see the printouts to the entire weekend mapping, and it's like, I don't know if my XPR, which is 1,000 frequencies, will hold at all. It's just nuts. It's mind-blowing. But, yeah, that's my realm. Like I say, UHF, and I'm just, when, like I said, I got my AM ticket just to expand my range of UHF capabilities. I'm not really interested in talking around the world. I can talk around the world through, you know, DMRs and All-Star links and things like that. Network radios, which I used to have, but I broke it, and I just never replaced it. But yeah, I'm happy and content where I'm at in the UHF world, and I am talking on a Baofeng UV5R version 1 ancient 5 water that I got as a gag gift when I got my ham ticket, and I'm using that to talk through my node.